Some call him the slot machine. Others call him Third and Renfrow. It's time for our weekly conversation with Las Vegas Raiders wide receiver Hunter Renfrow. You're tuned into 13 Minutes with Hunter Renfrow, exclusively on Silver and Black Today on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM.
All right, just a reminder, 13 Minutes with Hunter Renfrow, brought to you by the men and women of the Laborers Local 872. So we thank them for doing that. We go out on the phone line now and we talk to Hunter Renfrow. Hunter, I've been told to call you Purple Walrus.
Yeah, that was cool. Some people sent me that.
Did they?
But yeah, it's a good little article we got.
Yeah, the Audible, which, you know, we won't ask you for the tricks of the Audible trade because we know you won't tell us, but people got a kick out of it, and they started everybody started tweeting at us last night. When you talk to Hunter, you got to call him Purple Walrus, so we promised the listeners.
I'll let Derek know we need to change a few of those signals.
Yeah, between that and the James Harden one, it's been going all over the internet. It's kind of funny stuff. But anyway, Hunter, listen, I know, you know, disappointing loss for you guys, a great game for the spectator to watch. Raider fans today are very positive, which is a good thing, you know, because usually after a Raider loss, Raider Nation is so passionate that it ruins the rest of the week. But I think everybody was so proud of you guys, and they know that you're so close. Talk about for you the range of emotions, especially towards the end of the game where you guys go up. Jason catches that big touchdown pass as Derek leads you down the field yet again, and then you have Patrick Mahomes come out and score that last touchdown. What was it like for you guys on the sideline?
Yeah, we got to get better, you know. I think you played a clip by Jason saying we're a young team and moral victories aren't a thing. And we would like to have won it. But I think offensively, and I can only speak for the offense, there were some drives where we feel like we could have scored some points. I think we were up maybe 20 – we were up 7 points at one point in the third or fourth quarter. We went three and out, or we had a quick drive and punted it. And we could have got points there. We should have scored before we kicked the field goal in the first half, and we could have scored points there, a touchdown there. But it all kind of comes down to the last drive. We finally get it. We finally go. Jason Witten makes a great play. Derek does a great job. He has so much time because the offensive line is just mauling him. And we score there, and then we put it on our defense. And they've won games for us in the past. And if we're going to get to where we get to, then we're going to have to stop them there.
Hunter, one thing I noticed watching the game, we were in the press box talking about it, and we were saying that it looks like that the offense is almost a well-oiled machine. Now, you mentioned that there was a couple drives that you still needed to score. Ultimately, mm-hmm. you only ended up punting the ball twice throughout the night. But you guys just look like you are all in sync with each other. You know what to do. There's scramble drills going on, and you guys are all kind of picking up on it. Plus, Derek Carr mm-hmm. is moving around with his legs, keeping plays alive.
Exactly.
Just how confident is that offense right now?
Yeah, I think we go as Derek goes, and Derek's playing with a lot of confidence, and we believe in him, and he's playing at a top level right now. Some throws he made, kind of running to the right and throwing back left. I told him it was a little risky, but he knows exactly what he's doing, and he's just fun to watch, and he's fun to play with. You heard all the audibles, getting us into good run plays and checking the plays of the line of scrimmage, and so we expect, not from a cocky standpoint, just from the preparation we put in, we expect to go and score touchdowns and expect to move the ball when we want to, when we do our job. And when we don't, it's frustrating. It's the Chiefs have a good defense, really good defense, but we feel like we can only control what we control. So we got to go out there and we have to capitalize. We have to score every time we get the ball. And that's kind of our mindset. But, it's tough to lose a game, but I'm excited about the way we're playing offensively and the way Derek's playing, and it's going to be a fun next couple weeks.
And Hunter, sticking with that as well, in college you played with Deshaun Watson. You won a national championship with Deshaun Watson. Mm-hmm. He was that guy that you knew that as long as he was on the field, you had a puncher's chance to win any game. Matter of fact, probably a better than a puncher's chance. And he was never rattled. Yeah. He was always cool as the other side of the pillow. Is that the same vibe that you get from Derek Carr?
Yeah. Derek makes the everyone around him better. I've been saying that for 2 years, and it's funny just how you win games and people think he's a really good quarterback and you lose games and all the blame unjustifiably goes on him. And so it's just watching him to be – it's fun to watch him being the same person through it all. And thankfully, we're winning some games, and he's getting the credit he deserves because he's as good as I've been around, and he's making everybody around him better. The receivers, it's just fun. It's just fun getting us to the right plays. And, he's making the offensive line better, making some of the plays he's making, and it's just been – he's raising everybody's game for sure.
You're listening to 13 Minutes here with Hunter Renfro on Silver and Black today, brought to you by the Laborers Local 872. And, Hunter, what is it with these teams? I mean, obviously you guys are rivals now, and Derek said before the first game this year that you guys had to do a little more winning to make it a rivalry. I think after last night's game, that rivalry's back. But you look at the Chiefs, all the other opponents this year have averaged 17.5 points against that Chiefs defense, which you talked about being good. You guys are averaging 35.5 points. What is it about your offense, their defense, and the matchups that are so favorable for you?
I think Gruden does a really good job. I think it starts with him, the play calling, getting us into the right plays, Derek taking that. I think that's where it starts with. Mm-hmm. Coach Gruden is just an unbelievable play caller. He knows how to attack defenses. And then we just have a bunch of guys that are working hard. I don't really have a great answer for you. I feel like,
okay.
I don't feel any different going against them than we do the Bills or Tampa Bay, you know. We still feel like if we go out there, then we expect to score. And so I don't really know of any matchups per se, but it's just seemed to work out the last couple of weeks or last two times we played.
How do you go and look at this film and realize that, hey, that was a game that we let get away, but, hey, we were right there at the end, and then immediately flush it, clear it, and move on to Atlanta?
You got to do in the NFL and sports in general. You kind of got to flush it and you learn. And I know we've talked in the past about whether we win games or lose games, we got to get better on Wednesday. And we're certainly going to do that. And the difference about this game is we knew we had a chance last night, and we know that potentially we could face them in the playoffs. But we have to do what we need to do the next 6 weeks to get a good seed and get in the playoffs. And then hopefully we can have a rematch with them down the line. But this game is kind of it's in the rearview mirror, and we're just going to have to go focus on the next 6 weeks to earn that right to go play them again.
And Hunter, you know, a lot of people look at last year, right? After 10 games, you guys were 6-4 at the same time, same record, and things. You got a lot of injuries towards the back end of the year, and things kind of mm-hmm. unraveled. And I keep telling people, look, this is a different team. You have different players, different mentality, a lot of different, I think, guys who have the same mindset that folks like you do, and folks like Coach Gruden and Derek have. Tell people that difference that you feel between this time after 10 games this year versus last year.
Yeah, I had no idea we were 6-4 this time last year, because it just feels like we're so much more improved. I think we were 3-2 going into the bye week both years as well, and I remember talking to some of the guys on the team and just saying how much better we were this year and how differently it felt. Just feeling like we had a much better chance to make the playoffs and doing some of the things that we wanted to do down the line. And it is different. Like you said, guys, a lot of the guys on our team, whether it's free agents or guys we drafted, just have the same mentality that we got to go, and it's our time. We don't need to wait 2 or 3 years. We're not rebuilding. We can go win a championship this year. And so hopefully we can finish better. And I think the guys that were on the team last year have that in the back of our minds of how we finished. We didn't like that. That's why we worked so hard this offseason. And so it's kind of ironic. God winks at you sometimes, puts you in the same position, same record, and giving us a kind of second chance at it. So hopefully we can do well down the stretch.
Hunter, you've told us many times that you don't worry about how many times you get targeted a game. You just want to make the plays when it's called for you. When it comes your direction, you want to make it happen. Henry Ruggs, the rookie, has been the same guy. He hasn't got targeted a lot. A lot of Raider Nation, you know, wants to see the speedster get involved and, you know, really getting in the end zone a lot and just being that guy. But he doesn't get targeted a whole lot. Do you ever have any kind of pep talks with him and say, hey, don't worry, young fella, the targets are going to come your way? Or is his mindset where he's not worried about it?
No, he's an even keel guy. He doesn't get he's not a very selfish guy, so he understands it's about winning. It's not about how many catches you have, and kind of we talk about as an offense, and Coach Gruden talks about how Cliff Branch only had 4 catches, I think, in his first 2 years in the NFL, and so don't worry about it. Like, he's one of the best deep ball guys ever, and so don't worry about it. Like, just put speed on film, and the more speed people see, they're going to fear you, and then we're going to start hitting some of those deep balls and some of the routes that we want to throw. And so just for him to be patient, his time will come. He's really talented, and he's a special player, and he knows that, and I don't think his confidence is shook. I think he definitely knows that, and I'm excited for these next how many ever weeks we have left for him to show that.
Hunter, before we let you go today, I know we heard Jason Witten coming back from the break, and when he came out to talk to the media last night after the game, you know, I thought it was a brilliant move because I know how important guys like that are in the locker room. Talk about what it means after a close, kind of gut-wrenching loss like that, where you guys played so well, but you come up on the short end. Having a guy like that in the locker room to keep everybody kind of focused and together.
Yeah, I mean, he's unbelievable. I was actually going to come on the podium next, right after him. So I was standing there like 5 feet to his left, 6 feet, because we're socially distancing, to his left, watching him, and just the things that he had to say, the calming nature. And when you just look at a guy like that, he didn't have to say anything. He's been playing for 17, 18 years, however long it is. He's played in so many of these games. He's played in so many, so many seasons, and he's had these type of games, and so just looking at him and just having that perspective of, all right, you win some, you lose some, but it's all about getting better. And I think he's the epitome of that. And then when you talk to him, he has such a calming nature about him that the game is the game, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The wins and losses will take care of themselves if you play it the right way. And you get back to work, and you work on things you need to improve, and that's what he's meant to us. And it's been cool to kind of ask him about all his Monday night calls on the radio and broadcast, and ask him about some of the stories he has. So to be with a Hall of Famer like that is unbelievable, and something that I'll definitely tell my kids about.
That's cool. Hunter Renfro here on 13 Minutes with Hunter Renfro, brought to you by the Laborers Local 872. We thank you as always, my friend, and good luck in Atlanta. We'll talk to you after the big win.
Absolutely. Big win. Let's do it.
That's right. All right. There you go. Hunter Renfro. Always good stuff. We appreciate him and taking
the time.
I like
how you snuck that one in there.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty good. You planted a seed.
I did. You got it, man.
Planted the seed on Monday and water it on Tuesday, fertilize it on Wednesday, and then by Sunday, it's bound to grow.
There you go. Hey, they need to go on the road, win that. They got 2 on the road now before they come home in 3 weeks as well to face the Chargers. So good way. Hey, look, they've been better on the road as far as this year. The whole home field advantage doesn't exist basically across the NFL.
Across the league.
Yeah. Yeah, but good news there. And I asked that question about Witten at the end because I really felt like they put Witten out there last night on purpose, because with such a gut, I can only imagine, and I didn't ask Hunter because I think it's a private thing, but I can only imagine what it was like in the locker room. It had to be terrible, right?
Oh, yeah, you could tell by Gruden's body language. You could tell by Derek Carr's body language how rough it was in the locker room following that game. That one got away.
Yeah, it did. And to put Witten out there, I think, was perfect, because not only was it the right guy to send out, but it was an example. And Hunter said he was standing right there by him watching how he was doing it. You know, that is so very important. And so when people, you know, still to this day are like, why did they sign Witten? That's why. It's hard to sometimes quantify because you're not in the room. You're not in the building.
Yeah.
It's a leadership thing. It's a maturity thing. And it will benefit the Raiders on down the line. Okay, we're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we'll try to sneak in a phone call or two, and then we're also going to be joined by our good friend Sam and Ash, who close out our Monday show as well. You're listening to Scott and Q here on Silver and Black Today, only on Raider Nation Radio.